Welcome to Patching Democracy. This is a very short introduction to applications like the German Wahl-O-Mat and why we might not need to hack democracy. In this talk, I will demonstrate how we can improve elections and political education everywhere thanks to free and open source software. Let's start with some depressing numbers. Researchers of the Friedrich Ebert Foundation found that less than half of our society is satisfied with the way our democracy works. In parts of Germany, this drops even further to about a third. Even worse, many people seem to believe that it doesn't make a difference which parties form the government. What happens in our society, especially what happened since the beginning of the pandemic, questions the state our democracy is in. Is it broken? It's true that it generally fails to make everyone happy. And to be fair, that's somewhat the point. But that does not mean it's broken. It's just our implementation of it that is experiencing technical difficulties. My name is Till. I am a designer and web developer, and as such, what I enjoy most is the challenge of making complex concepts easily accessible, preferably with beautiful user interfaces. I believe there are many ways we can improve our society with the help of free and open source software. Since 2019, I've been working on an open source alternative to projects like the German Wahl-O-Mat or the Dutch Stemvisor. These political tools help voters decide for a party and are thereby called voting advice applications. Most people have already seen them in action, but I will quickly go over it so we're on the same page here. Voting advice applications are about 3 decades old now. Let's take a look at the first Wahl-O-Mat from 2002, just for fun. You will see the concept hasn't changed much. You are presented with a sequence of statements or theses. You can choose to approve, reject, or remain neutral to this thesis. If you don't really understand the meaning or the issue behind it, you can also skip a thesis. After about 30 statements, you can choose categories that are more important to you, so they be counted double. The idea is, of course, that the political parties or candidates answer the same theses. So at the end, your answers are compared to those of the parties, showing you potential matches. This is a great way to get more insight into the political programs and directions. It can spark discussion and leads to a more rational choice, based on facts rather than on emotions or past voting behavior. We call this issue voting. The modern version of the Wahl-O-Mat is now well established in Germany and other countries. Usage in Germany has increased to 33% of cast votes in 2017. So, 1 in 3 voters has used the Wahl-O-Mat at some point before going to the ballot. As software projects of the German government go, this might well be the most successful yet. Doubly so if you consider the costs of some spectacular failures in the past. Since VAAs were first devised in the Netherlands, nearly 30 years have passed. In this time, they spread not only to Germany, but also to Belgium, Finland, Norway, Austria, Switzerland, and many other countries, continents even. The teams behind the original Stemvisor inspired most European countries and others around the world. Of course, voting advice applications are only available for big elections. Sadly, because small elections tend to attract less voters and could benefit from tools like these. Unfortunately, running a voting advice application or VAA is a costly endeavor. Or at least it was. Not anymore. thanks to the Open Election Compass. The Open Election Compass is a free and open source software with a simple mission: making voting advice applications available to every election to support political and education and democracy everywhere. The Open Election Compass was designed to be easy to use and accessible. The design is minimalistic, so users are not distracted. Unlike solutions as the Wahl-O-Mat, it makes use of the available screen size with big statements and buttons. Clear color coding provides visual feedback. And as you can see, the navigation is not based on previous and next buttons, but scrolling. This is quicker and far more intuitive, especially on mobile devices. To make this experience even smoother, a big friendly green button helps guide the user through the entire process. Whenever it's time to move on, it just pops up, ready to take you to the next step. The Open Election Compass is the first VAA software to pioneer this navigation concept. Everything you're seeing here is also screen reader and keyboard friendly. These things get easily overlooked, but being a continuous project, we can focus on important details like these. After we have finished positioning ourselves, we are guided to the selection of the parties. Notice that, unlike most VAAs, there is no additional step here where we would be asked to select some statements that are more important to us. This is another way Open Election Compass is improving and speeding up the process. We're eliminating the cognitive overhead of going through all theses again. Instead, you can mark them as important right while you're answering. Usability-wise, that makes a lot more sense. But back to the parties. We simply select the parties we would like to compare, again, keyboard and screen reader friendly, and proceed to the results. Here we have the classic percentage-based result view. With most VAAs, this is pretty much it. Usually you can go into the theses one by one and see the detailed answers of the parties, but I believe this is the most important part and should not be hidden away. Showing these statements should be the default. So I made it the default. When we scroll further, we can read the answers of all selected parties in an easy color-coded chat. And that's it. Simple to use, accessible, beautiful, state-of-the-art, and free voting advice application. Now comes my favorite part. How do you get all this content, the theses, the parties, the statements, into the Open Election Compass? Well, of course, by using a big JSON configuration file. That's hardly exciting. But you know what? JSON is simple, but for a non-programmer, this is still a pretty daunting task. And even for programmers, working with big JSON files to manage content in multiple languages is not something particularly fun, especially if it involves countless emails back and forth to incorporate small changes. So guess what? There's a tool for that. Now everyone can read and write the JSON configuration files using a friendly visual configuration editor. It makes adding parties, theses, and statements a breeze. Simply fill in the forms and download your ready-to-go configuration file. It even supports adding every content in multiple languages and handles images for you. There is 100% feature parity between the configuration files and the editor. And while this is only the first step in making the creation of VAAs more accessible, it is a big step up from any other tool. And there's more. Let me introduce some of the smaller features that make the Open Election Compass special. Like single file deployments. I really want to make this technology accessible for everyone, So I took the time to create a single file deployment solution that will fit the software, your content, and images all in a single HTML file. Is that the most performant solution? Certainly not. But let's be reasonable. It's perfectly fine for a small town. Definitions. Theses must be short and precise. Sometimes this makes it difficult for users to understand them because of words or abbreviations they might not know. To help with this, you can easily provide small helpers. Solid navigation. As we've seen, the one-page design approach comes with a lot of benefits. To make sure no one gets annoyed by too much scrolling around, an intelligent menu is always right at hand. That and the big green button helps getting around in no time at all. Multilingual. The Open Election Compass has been multilingual since the very beginning. And not just the interface, you can easily provide theses and answers, everything, in multiple languages. Kiosk mode. You can set up a terminal in a public place and put your election compass in kiosk mode. This mode will ask users nicely to reset the application once they're done, or will do so automatically after a period of inactivity. Algorithms. The Open Election Compass has a flexible matching implementation that allows it to support different answer styles and algorithms. Because we don't know what might be the best fit for you. There are pre-built ones that can simply be activated, but you can also bring your own algorithm with just a little bit of JavaScript. And lastly, privacy-first statistics. The Open Election Compass now comes with an integrated tool to collect statistics in a privacy-first design. Users can opt in to submit their answers anonymously for research. They can also help to improve the quality of the dataset by answering more questions regarding their age, gender, education, and more. Those are all just basic questions, and users can simply stop answering whenever they feel like it. Also, no data is acquired that would make it possible to trace the answers back to the user. If researchers want to collect personal data or ask more questions, they can add a link at the end to lead users to a separate questionnaire. I know this is a difficult topic, so I am taking extra care to get this right. We certainly don't want to become a privacy nightmare. We want to help people support science in the most privacy-caring way possible. Now, the point of this whole project is to bring election compasses to as many elections as possible. So if you now want to run your own voting advice application, I have prepared a 10-step guide on how to organize that. You can find it on the project website, or you can take a look at another talk I recently gave at the Remote Chaos Congress that is quite a bit longer, but goes into more detail on how to run your own election compass. In that talk, I also explain the different matching algorithms VAAs are using to calculate the results, and I show you some guidelines to create your own theses. So let's wrap it up. Undoubtedly, there are many issues with democracy. Its implementations are incredibly complex, and nothing that comes out of it is ever perfect. It can be frustratingly slow, inefficient, intransparent, or even counterproductive. But it's also the only form of government that the majority so far managed to agree upon. And it's also the only form of government that is evolving continuously. We are right to criticize the system when it appears to be moving in the wrong direction. But we should not be tempted to hack our democracy. Hacking the system would mean bending it to our will. And we don't want that. And we don't need to. We don't need to hack a system that has the inherent ability to change. We can, however, try and fix the flaws. And I believe voting advice applications are a great way to start doing this. A way of patching democracy. Thank you.